From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Two bombs have exploded in Turkey's capital, killing at least 30 people and wounding more than 100 others attending a peace rally. The government is calling it a terrorist attack. Dorian Jones reports.
Video shot at the peace rally captured the festive atmosphere moments before the blast, then carnage. The two explosions caused by suspected suicide bombers tore through the crowd, causing death and what witnesses described as horrendous injuries. Ambulances and even taxis rushed the wounded to nearby hospitals. Local television has been broadcasting pictures showing what appeared to be many bodies, some covered in the flags of the country's pro-Kurdish movement. The rally, organised by Turkey's civic society and the pro-Kurdish movement, was expected to draw tens of thousands of people, calling for an end to the fighting between the Turkish security forces and the Kurdish rebel group, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned Saturday that Pyongyang is ready to fight any kind of war waged by the U.S., as he presided over a major military parade to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the ruling Workers' Party. State television showed tight formations of goose-stepping soldiers marching through Pyongyang's Kim Il-sung Square. Very few foreign dignitaries are attending the event, but Chinese official Liu Yunshan was given a position of prominence, appearing next to Kim throughout the parade. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia and the United States are set to resume talks aimed at avoiding accidents in Syrian airspace as the two countries conduct separate bombing campaigns. U.S. Defense Department Press Secretary Peter Cook said Friday that a second round of talks could take place within the next few days. The United States opposes Moscow's support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and has ruled out cooperation with Russia, but has agreed to work on air safety procedures. Russian planes crossed into Turkish airspace several days ago, triggering an immediate protest from Turkey and a vow from NATO that it will defend its member nation. A Russian aircraft also came within a few kilometers of an American drone. U.S. President Barack Obama met privately with the families of the 8 students and one instructor gunned down at Umpqua Community College last Thursday. After the meeting, Obama said the country will have to figure out how we stop doing things like this from happening. A crowd of pro-gun protesters greeted Obama as he arrived in Oregon to console the families of victims of last week's mass shooting in Roseburg. Carrying signs that read, "Obama, go home," and "Nothing trumps our liberty," hundreds of people greeted the president, making it clear that some in the small conservative community did not welcome his visit or his stance on gun control. Later Friday, at a fundraiser for a Washington state senator, the president said there are things that can be done to help prevent gun violence.
There are ways to protect our children and protect our rights. Don't pretend that there aren't.
Obama has been calling for stronger gun control laws in the aftermath of the shooting. Well, meanwhile, President Obama says the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal reached this past week between the U.S. and 11 other nations promotes American values and protects American workers. The president said Saturday in his weekly address it took 5 years to negotiate the agreement because he wanted to get the best possible deal for American workers. The TPP agreement, a complex deal affecting about 40% of the global economy, includes rules for the international trade of drugs, cars, and dairy products. Skirmishes between Palestinians and Israelis continued Saturday. The Israeli army says no one was hurt when Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip fired rockets into Israel. It follows a week of violence, with Israeli soldiers killing 6 Palestinians in border clashes and the Palestinian militant group Hamas calling for more unrest. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has condemned retaliatory acts on Palestinians. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.